Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitmain's Ethereum stash has surged to nearly $5 billion, now holding approximately 1.15 million ETH, an increase of 317,000 ETH from their latest buy. The firm, chaired by Tom Lee, is ambitiously aiming for 5% of Ethereum's circulating supply, a target that would amount to 6 million ETH, valued at over $25.6 billion. Shares spiked by 23%, emphasizing strong corporate conviction in the space. Meanwhile, Michael Saylor's company Strategy made its smallest Bitcoin purchase in months by acquiring 155 BTC for $18 million. Although modest compared to a previous major buy of over 21,000 BTC, this purchase marked an anniversary of their inaugural Bitcoin investment and reaffirmed their long-term commitment as Strategy's stock price continues its impressive ascent. Overlaying these treasury activities, digital asset funds have bounced back. Ethereum ETFs led with weekly inflows of $268 million, marginally outpacing Bitcoin ETFs, which attracted $260 million. After an initial outflow of $1 billion driven by weak US payroll data, a surge to $1.57 billion was triggered by an executive order allowing cryptocurrencies in 401k retirement plans. Ethereum's year-to-date inflows have now soared to over $8 billion, with total assets under management climbing to $32.6 billion, marking an 82% rise this year. On the network front, improved throughput has set the stage for transactional efficiency. A recent 50% increase in Ethereum's gas limit has bolstered daily transactions to nearly 1.9 million, while reduced gas fees for stablecoin transfers have reignited DeFi activity and attracted heightened corporate participation. Regulatory and structural updates continue to shape the market. Paxos has applied for a national trust charter with the OCC, aiming to expand beyond its New York charter to capture nationwide opportunities. Simultaneously, the Uniswap Foundation proposed transforming its governance into a Wyoming decentralized unincorporated nonprofit association, a move designed to provide legal certainty for its DAO structure and facilitate treasury management without personal liability for members. Across the globe, Kakao is preparing a Korean won stablecoin on the Kaya blockchain, navigating new legislative frameworks in South Korea. It almost felt like watching a classic game of Pac-Man, with the market steadily gobbling up opportunities while dodging regulatory ghosts and technical barriers. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.